Oh, I'm so excited. Didn't very often have live musicians here right in the studio. Gonna play some music. A band, the Soft Family. Oh, there's so many of them. Look at all the great instruments they have. I'm so fascinated by it. I love music. Look at this band. I'm gonna visit each one of the musicians. Oh, look at this big old bass. Look at this bass fiddle. Hey, fella, look at this. Hey. What kind of is that? That's instrument a, is that?
It's a bass. It's a bass.
Oh, and what sort of sound? Make a sound out of it.
All right.
What part do you play?
I make the bass sound. I will make the bass sound.
Oh,
I will make the bass
oh, I love it.
I will make the bass sound.
I love it. That is something else. Oh, my God. Now, this one I recognize. I recognize what you have. That's a guitar. That's a regular old guitar, but I bet you don't play it in a regular way.
I don't know about that.
Let's hear how that sounds. How's that guitar sound? What sort of thing's that play? Oh, how about that? Oh!
Keeps the rhythm.
Yes.
Keeps the rhythm.
Imagine it does. How about that? Look, it's all got shiny things on it and everything. Now, how about this? All bands have a banjo, except ones that don't. Come on over here. Look at this thing. Oh, play that. People love the banjo. It makes them think of very impoverished, crazy people. I don't know why that is. It's such a beautiful instrument. It's a classical instrument, I think. Play it for us. How's that sound? Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness, it evokes so many stereotypes to me just popping in my head. I love the sound. Oh my goodness. What is this instrument? What is this? Oh, how about that? That's like a tiny little banjo.
Yeah.
How's that sound? Oh my goodness. And they're not popular because of the sound. How about that? Oh, I recognize this one. Come here now, Herb Appert. Come here, Herb Appert. This fella has a trumpet. Oh, I love the trumpet sound. Let's hear some of that. What's a trumpet? What kind of sound does a trumpet make? Oh, my goodness. If this doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will. I don't know what will. Hey, babe. Hey, fiddle player. Come on, we got a fiddle player, too. Look at that. I always love the fiddle. Yasha Heifetz, is that one of them?
Yes,
plays the fiddle.
Yes.
Isaac Stern is the one that most
right.
people know. Or, what is this, Heck Anderson? Is that his name? Something like that. I'll have to look it up. I know that I used to know all my fiddlers that ever were, and now I've forgotten so many of them because I haven't had to discuss it with anybody. I just hear the music in my head. Come on, play a little fiddle for us. Oh, how about that? And you're in a band. That's fantastic. Oh, my goodness. I bet I could make one out of rubber bands. Like that, probably couldn't. I think you have to study for years about all the different quality of rubber bands, what sounds they all make. Have we got to, oh, we got more musicians. They just keep coming. What is this called?
It's a drum.
Right. Well, now I recognize it.
Drum.
Now I recognize it. How does that, what kind of
it's a drum.
Thing does that make? Oh, almost military. Either military or rock and roll or something is what I get. All sorts of things going on. Oh, magnificent. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, what's this? Oh, I didn't
whistle?
Even know that they would that yeah. kind of thing would be in a band.
Oh, yes, tin whistle.
How about that? And that sounds patriotic. That makes me want to either Gangs of New York you or something, or yeah. say, hey, we are brothers and sisters in the flag. I like red, white, and blue a lot. I don't know if I defected anywhere, it'd be Russia or France. Only because the flags are so, the color scheme is the same, and I would not have to change my wardrobe a lot of it. Because I love the way those go together. 1976 was my favorite year to shop ever. I wish they'd bring that back. Do we have another anniversary coming up? 2076, I'm not going to make it. Oh, well, oh, I'll tell you what. I don't think we got time.
Oh, no.
To play any music.
Can't play a song.
I'm so sorry. It was so nice to meet y'all. Oh, it's so great to learn about music and learn about all the instruments in the band. And next time, we're going to hear your beautiful music.
Next time.
And now we got so much more show to go because it's New Year's Eve. And we're all going to find somebody, even if you have to kiss your hand. Now, I've done that where you say, oh, this New Year's, I'm going to have to... Senor Wences has lent me one of his hands. I know. And he says, you know, don't you. And so.
It's all right.
Like that. And then you kiss, you make your thumb, you're really kissing your thumb knuckle and your index finger, your top knuckle, the one you hit people with. No, don't hit people. I mean, if you're a professional boxer or Muay Thai. And around this time of year, you will have Muay Thai fighters coming to your door, Stan. We're collecting money for our training camp. And we need things. We need new banana trees because we've been kicking them. And we shouldn't. We should get bags and stuff like that. But we don't have any money. And I give them a little money here and there because I say, oh, I'll tell you, it's a new year. I want to turn over a new fig leaf. If I had a fig leaf on, I'd say, I'm going to turn this over. And you'd say, no, 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 no. Leave it on. I said, well, why won't I be a new person? Just because it's a new day, nothing really special has happened. You know, you've gone around the sun, they say. And I say, well, yes, I have gone around the sun. How many times? Depends what planet you're on. Does that mean time moves at a different speed or something? Well, no, basically around here in this neighborhood, time's moving at the same thing, no matter how many times the planet you are on going around the sun. Time's basically, if we're near a black hole or something, time would be moving at a different speed, but only relative to somebody else. Your life always going to feel like the same thing. Every day you wake up, you say, I feel like this. Your perception won't change, I don't think. So if I said, you're going to live forever, or you're going to live, I'll tell you, you're going to live 10,000 years. You go, yeah, yeah, but it's going to seem like 70. Oh, I don't want that. I want to only succeed relative to other people. Oh, no, I can't do that for you. Oh, either everybody succeeds or not. I have the two of the big mints that have a hole in them. I'm not going to say what they are. But the thing that if you're on a boat or something in the old days, you put them on yourself. Say, oh, I know they preserve you in the water. And I want to put those mints up to my eyes and pretend. But I'm afraid I'm going to get mint in my eye and that would sting. This is called consequences. Everything has a consequence. Oh, yes. Every day changes. Oh, yes. Was I the same person yesterday as I am today? No, because circumstances have changed. If everybody believed that the sun went around the Mars or something, and then that changed, it's something that would have been true one day, but not true the next, because circumstances have changed. Oh, have circumstances changed? For you, my friend, are things different this year? Let's raise our glass and drink a toast. Don't drink your toast unless you're really at that stage in your life where you think, I can't eat it. I can't do it. Then you're going to have to, but the crunch of getting your teeth into more time. Time. What's time taste like? It's hard to describe. It's umami to the 10th power. It's indescribable. It's a conessence. It ends with essence. Brown essence is a lovely word. I'm trying to get more people to use it. It doesn't mean essence of brown necessarily. Oh, I just want to be with you. That's enough, my friend, to raise this cup of kindness then and to be with one another. Oh, time ticks on. And what we really want is to be thankful, don't we? Time to let it know that, yes, we appreciate the good times and we can distinguish between good and bad times. So give me more good. I know the difference. Bring me the good wine. I know the difference between the ordinary stuff and the sublime. So bring me the good wine. I know that I want to sit at a feast with all my friends, to look into their faces once again, to be in that eternal moment right then where we raise our glasses and we raise our forks. Oh, my friends, to be in one another's company, to be in any company, to be needed, to be a soldier or a leader, to be a partner. Oh, this is what we are in time. Yes, I'm in time. I'm entirely in time. How am I? What am I in time with? I'm in time with myself. And that is all about timing. Other times I'm in time with others if I have to dance, if I must dance. I like to dance freeform, and a lot of times when I've gone to weddings, I have taken it upon myself to just freeform dance when others are saying, oh, it's time for a line dance. Line dance? I'm sorry, I know people toss around the word fascism so much. It's only really applicable when it comes to the electric slide. I'm on the dance floor to express myself. Don't tell me what's Nessa. I know what's Nessa. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to be expressive. I know my own. Oh, why can't I move my hips? Y'all are doon, 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 doon. It looks like you're wiping something off your shoe. I want to look like the floor's on fire. Hardy White is flying as he flying. I saw one time this video. It said these monks are flying. These Hindu fakers or something. They're flying. They're Hindu yogis. And they're learning how to fly. And what they were doing, they were sitting in a lotus position, and they were kind of flinging themselves, and they're flat. And they were, if you'd stop time, they were flying. They were getting some air, right? So in between the flying, they were falling on their bums, right? But they were mostly in the air. How's that not flying? So it's got to be continual. Oh, nothing's continual, is it? It's always bubbling. Now we know from quantum theory, that you can pull anything out of your rear, and it can be true because everything's so fuzzy. So, oh, we don't know how small things are. They're made of foam, or they're made of two dimensions. And we don't know, so therefore nothing matters. Therefore, there is no knowledge, right? No, well, that's not true. But it can be temporarily true if you're at a party, and you say, I think, am I drunk enough? Yes, that makes sense to me. Therefore, I know that I cannot drive. I'm staying here. You shouldn't have served me glug. I told you that punk put aquavit in wine and heat it. Or else I'm going to see stars. And by stars, I mean celebrities that are dead that used to be on Merv. And there they are. Some of them aren't dead. Some of them are living, but barely. And I'm not going to say who they are. Some of them are so profoundly elderly that you think, oh, look at you. You look like a mummy I saw in a museum. Beautiful old star. And who do you think you are now? Does it matter? Say, finally, I know. I'm worn down by time. But now I don't have a public forum to say it. Say, everything I believed was so phony and fake. Who I am is who you see now. This old, decrepit year that's on the way out. Look at me. Look in my eyes. There is still flesh on my skull, but barely. I'm old. I'm wasting. I'm decaying before your eyes, but I can still speak to you in these final moments before I'm reborn as an infant. Does that make you uneasy? Does that disturb you that I'm going to be, all of a sudden, I'm going to be a baby. I'm going to be gone, and in my spot is going to be a baby. And you're going to say, the first thing out of your mouth is going to be, and I know it because I've heard it a million times, how does this have an umbilical stump? If it's a new, where did it come from? If it came from that old person. Ah, you're asking something about time that almost no one knows. Someone knows it theoretically now, but they haven't published it yet, and they don't want to get scooped. So I'm not going to say why that is. But we know that the new baby is born, and it's wearing diapers already, which is also odd. And we don't know what gender it is this year, because it hasn't. By February, it may know. It may have an idea. And may never decide. It's say, hey, I'm going to be very fluid year. And you see, most years are. They don't know what they want to be. They have different energy, different spirit. Oh, and the year passes. And our relationship to it passes too. And we almost relate to it like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's Stages of Death and Dying Grief. Sometimes we are in denial about it. Sometimes we are bargaining like we do on New Year's. I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to be a new person. This is my New Year's resolution. I'm going to run every day. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to see people running down the street, all with their belly fat jiggling there. Oh, all with hope in their eyes and pain, and say, oh, this is going to be harder than I thought. Time cannot be conquered in the way that I thought it could be. I thought I will simply close my eyes and will something. But I have to wake up every day and go through this like it's Groundhog Day. Every day, a different day. And I'm seeing the results so slowly. Oh, time builds up so slowly. Oh, and then finally say, I'm done making the hill of sand. And now I die. Can I get into the promised land, Lord? No, Moses. Your life was about journeying to the promised land. And now you must just see it from a distant hilltop, and I will kill you. Wait, Lord, now I led everybody to the promised land. I see it. Give me 2 seconds. Run down in there. No, but that the whole life was about getting there. Sorry. It was about getting there, not about being there. You're going to grammar me? I'm Moses? Yes. Voopa, voopa. I don't know why you're even doing that. Why are you taunting me like that? Lord, I hope I'm not the first one to speak to the Lord like that. And please purchase my comedy records. No, sir. I'm not here to make you laugh necessarily. I'm here to hold your hand and to look in your eyes and say, oh, friend, we're on the journey together. You were on earth the same time I was. Remember? Remember? Nostalgia's not a bad thing necessarily. We're sitting there in the at the end of our lives on some senior cruise and say, oh, remember that year? What year? I don't know. He never said it. He never said the year. Hardy, why? Please say what year it is. You're driving me absolutely crazy. You must say the year. All right. I'll tell you what year it is. It's the year we had the New Year's Eve party. Hey, hey, Hardy ho, hey. I'm Hardy White. And I'm gonna sing a song for you today. It's the Hardy White Time Squad. Starring Hardy White. Also starring Lou Register. With Butchie Spinoza. Don Bourgeoisie. Minnie Reynolds. And Carol Warren. This episode, What Year is New Year's Eve? Butchie, watch out!
Lou, watch out! Watch out, Hardy!
Watch out, Butchie! Hardy, watch out!
You know nothing about time.
Watch out!
Oh, what a great party!
Lou, it hasn't even started. You're the first one here.
Oh, I'm relieved. I wasn't sure how to tell you it was a terrible party.
Anyway, can I take your coat?
You can take it just long enough to reverse engineer it, but you can't keep it.
I don't want to keep it. I just want to take it into my bedroom.
Oh, well, if you're going to do that, then you can keep it.
What's in the box?
Memories. I figured between apologizing and cleaning up, I might have time to go through memories from last year.
Oh, how fun. It's weird how you forget what happened during the year.
People even forget who died during the year. Did you know that ghosts post their old obituaries to Facebook long after they died in an attempt to rekindle the outpouring of affection that took place after their initial demise?
I did know that. Hey, I can't help noticing what you're wearing.
When people say I can't help noticing, what they really mean is I accuse your grandparents of being Nazi collaborators.
No, not at all. It's just obvious you're wearing a diaper.
It's not an ordinary diaper. It's a future diaper.
So you're the New Year's baby.
I am, but I got here early. I'm a preemie. I might need to be intubated. You have any fish tank tubing?
You're not cold wearing nothing but that?
Oh, no. I have Ziploc bags of black-eyed peas I made put down there for warmth. Which reminds me, I brought black-eyed peas for luck. It's a southern thing. Just put them in the kitchen. Do you have a bowl shaped like Jerry Clower's head? It's a southern thing. It would look great, too.
No, I just have regular bowls.
Who else has come to the party?
I invited every friend to the show.
My grandma might come. Oh, I also almost forgot. She sent this.
A chicken?
Yeah, it's a nice one in my opinion.
What am I going to do with a chicken?
Well, legally it's yours, so anything within the parameters of the law, I imagine. And while I find the concept of ownership of a living being to be rather disconcerting, it's the world in which we live.
Am I supposed to eat it?
Eat it? Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think you're supposed to kill it and drain its blood into a hole and then bury it for luck.
I'm not gonna do that.
I'd keep it as a pet, personally.
Really?
Yeah, and he talks.
I do indeed. The chicken talks. The chicken has a name.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name?
In fact, I do not have a name. I am a chicken, and we are largely unnamed. If I could get something to eat, that would be great.
Oh, I have some flavored soy nuggets, but they taste like you. Hang on. I have a tub of holiday popcorn that you'd love. Do you feel like you're up to the task of taking care of a talking chicken?
I don't think I am.
People might also assume he lays golden eggs and try to home invade.
Well, that seems unlikely.
String Bean from Hee Haw. He and his wife got killed because some dumbass knew he carried a lot of cash in his overalls.
Oh, I remember when that happened. When I was a kid, I was heartbroken.
Imagine some guys going, Hardy has a goose that lays golden eggs. I'm gonna climb a beanstalk. You got beanstalks outside your window? That's a security risk. Cut 'em. That and lights keep Jack moving on to the next castle in the clouds.
Shana Tova!
Oh, hey, Butchie.
I brought black-eyed peas and a home improvement store paint bucket. Don't worry, I cleaned it. It's a southern thing.
Oh, we got lots of black-eyed peas now.
And in this other paint bucket, boiled peanuts, hot and fresh.
Wow, that looks great.
Well, part of it is I hate black-eyed peas.
Not my favorite.
But they're good luck, and I want good luck.
My grandma walks around the house with a suitcase at midnight.
Why?
Why does she do it, or why does it work?
What do you think?
I don't know why she does it, but it works because magic.
What are your family's New Year's traditions, Butchie?
Well, we go to temple on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then the next morning, Uncle Richie blows the shofar.
No, I mean...
You mean on Dick Clark New Year's? Well, canasta with my grandparents while my parents go out to a fancy dinner and dancing.
Oh,
You all right?
I'm okay.
Take a drink.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry? My grandparents were the best. Coolest people in the world. They flew giant robots in the war.
My ancestors invented war, but also something called the Feast of the Beautiful Trees and Sky.
I hope not everybody's bringing beans.
Peas.
Whatever. What dish did I tell you to bring?
A salad.
And you?
Dessert.
Knock, knock. Can I get a hand with these darn peas?
Oh, hi, Mr. B.
The smell of these things is killing me. I was going to make the traditional New Year's food that my family makes, pork roast and sauerkraut, but I figured all these guys are from the South.
Oh, I wish you had made that. I love it, but not the peas, though I like sweet tea.
I'm with you. I'm not entirely unstereotypical.
Man, yeah, but those peas.
And why does everything have to have pork in it?
I have a ton of vegetarian stuff, Butchie.
Hey, kiddies, the man with the goodies is here.
Oh, Happy New Year's, Hans.
I have some homemade hooch you have to taste.
What, did you distill something? That's illegal.
Let's just say that there's more that goes on in the elaborate underground city beneath my property than meets the eye. Have some.
Oh, man, that's delicious.
What is this?
Did you trade the souls of kittens and ponies to make this?
You like it?
It's the single most amazing thing I've ever had. All those flavors.
You know what it is? It's cough syrup.
Cough syrup?
That can't be.
Yes, it's nasty old cough syrup called Pappy Van Winkle.
Pappy Van Winkle is a rare bourbon.
Oh.
Where did you get it?
A friend gave me some many years ago. I took it every time I got a cough. It works great. That's the last of it, however.
Wow, what a treat.
Yeah.
My cough is gone, metaphorically.
Let's put some music on. Oh, I want a DJ. I have just discovered Herb Alpert, and I want to listen to his music all night long.
I want to hear really scratchy old blues records that sound like someone is genuinely being hurt with a guitar.
I was thinking of a klezmer screamo novelty band.
And I like Mingus, of course.
And I'm a little bit country.
Oh, hey, Meemaw!
Play some Hassel Atkins.
That's a great suggestion.
Then it's a party. Let's drink until we fight.
These aren't traditional folks, Meemaw.
Oh, we call them paper people because they're thin and fragile like old people's skin. Hey, I like to party. I just don't like to suffer. I do pretty good without killing myself.
To be honest, I could sit around staring at a fire and sipping a hot drink all night.
How hot?
Well, not bring your lips hot.
Not coffee. That would have me jittery all night. Did we just get up or are we going to bed?
It's an evening fire.
Then I would have tea. Anything soaked in water is tea. All soup is tea. All stew is soup. All chili is stew. Chili is tea.
There's some herb teas I like.
You want to play shampoo or herb tea, where I name a flavor and you guess herb tea or shampoo scent?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Tegrin medicated.
Both.
When I lost a tooth, I chewed on a tea bag.
And?
I'm just sharing that.
I think it helps coagulate the blood.
Oh.
Anyone a doctor here?
Lou, you know no one here is a doctor.
Did someone say doctor?
Oh, hey, Doc.
I'm a doctor.
We were just saying something about a doctor, but I forgot what it was.
If someone needs a medical doctor, you're out of luck, though.
No, we don't, I don't think.
I'm not that kind of doctor.
What do you work on?
Small appliances, you know. I'm a toaster doctor.
Oh, I always thought you were a scientist.
Oh, that too. I'm a neurobiologist. I forgot.
Anyway, what can I get everyone?
Do you have that type of children's punch that comes in powdered form and package and mix it with water?
No.
Darn it.
Do you have Aquavit?
No.
Do you have Eau de Vie?
No.
Do you have any new grape?
Yes. Anyone else?
Water.
Does everybody want water?
Water,
yes.
Please.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Chips? Anybody want chips?
If we're gambling, I'll take the maximum number. If it's the stack, none for me. Trying to watch what I eat.
Do you have a French snack cracker brand called Snackies?
No.
Then forget it.
Hey, Lou, let's play reverse cheese shop.
Okay, fun. Do you have Tome de Savoir?
Yes, I do. I'll go get some.
Cool, I love that. Always such a short game, though. Our needs being met is not nearly as funny as our needs being deprived.
You said stop by. I'm stopping by.
Oh, hey, Patty. So glad you could make it.
I brought collard greens. My dad says you'll have a prosperous New Year if you eat them. I cooked them with a little Coca-Cola to sweeten them. Also, I left out the ham because I know Butchie doesn't like ham. And he's Jewish.
How thoughtful. I love greens.
Man, who did that? Own up.
Don't look at me.
Oh, someone brought collard greens in. Now it smells good.
Odor context. It must be a smellonym.
I brought L81.
That's a Kentucky thing, huh?
It's not universal?
No, not like new grape.
Neither is new grape.
There are people who have different sodas?
Yeah, it varies like burger chains. How do you govern a country that has over 500 cheeses? Charles de Gaulle said that.
The answer is with great courage.
So what happened last year?
Usually, don't you sum up the year by confusing it with 100 years earlier?
I do, but this year, maybe we do something a little different.
You know, I brought that box of memories for just that reason.
That's great, Lou. Let's take a look at what this year held.
I need a hand. It's kind of heavy.
Everyone have their drinks and everything? Okay, let's go through the box. Hey, what's that?
It's a concertina. Remind you of anything?
Like what?
Like that time we all ended up on a pirate ship. Avast, ye hearties.
I'm not a hearty, more like a hardyite.
Get below deck before the storm hits.
I don't remember any of this.
You're not even trying. You're not even flashing back.
Come on, man.
You're not flashing back. You're just acting something out.
We don't literally go back in time.
What do you think remembering is?
Well, usually, don't we just replay the moment we're referring to so that it happened just the way it actually did?
How do you do that?
With tapes or something.
It would have to be duct tape. Then you could sculpt with it.
Let's do another memory. Ooh, look at this hat. An old top hat they found.
And when they put it on a skeleton, it came to life and chased them through a Victorian mansion.
Remember?
Let's get out of here!
I'm right behind you, Butchie, but not for long.
What are you guys doing?
Then, Hardy, you said,
why are they chasing us? Their remains. They're supposed to remain where it was. Stop. Don't use my voice like that. There was no such incident.
Yes, there was. It was last year.
What year?
The year we're in.
The year before the one we're ringing in.
Why won't you say the year?
Because we all know.
Is this a generic New Year's show?
It's just that if we say a specific year, it'll be instantly dated. No one goes back and listens to old New Year's specials. It's ghoulish somehow.
It's like digging up a body and bringing it to life with drugs.
Or giving those drugs to a person and making everyone think he's died, and then digging him up later that night and making him do your bidding or have a radio show.
Well, I'm going to say the name of the year.
Before you do that, let me make the case for timelessness.
Do y'all have enough boiled peanuts, everybody?
Oh, these are so addictive.
Let's make it like a courtroom scene in here, and Lou can present his case before the judge, and then Hardy can present the alternative minority opinion.
I should really be the judge because of the expression, "Yet Lou be the judge."
Someone impartial should do it.
I can honestly say I am entirely ambivalent about everyone involved in this and have no real opinion about it or interest in it.
Okay, Patty is the judge.
Oh, wait a sec. I have a robe that's really a smock that you wear at the hair salon. It makes me look like a judge.
I love trials. They make me bloodthirsty. What will the punishment be for losing?
Oh, no, come on. This is about do we say the year or not.
Let's have a jury, too.
We're one short.
Get the chicken.
I'm back with my robe. Go.
Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen of the courtroom in Hardy's living room on New Year's Eve, my name is Lou Register, and today we'll be talking about Derek Waters.
Wait, you're just doing a drunk history bit.
Whenever I'm drinking, I tell the story where I name drop meeting Derek Waters.
What does that have to do with the court case?
Before the show was famous, right?
You know nothing about how to tell a story. You know nothing about how to tell a story.
Order.
Thank you, Your Honor. I continue. Here we are today to debate whether or not to label this show in time, to constrict its temporal freedom by stamping a date on it, by classifying it, by numbering it instead of letting it just be what it is, natural, timeless, mutable, changing.
Wow. Now you go.
Well, it's the end of the year, and a lot of interesting things have happened, and it would be fun to go back and revisit, like, all the adventures we had. And it seems people remember things in a different order than they really happened, or slightly better or worse than what really happened. Am I right?
I wonder why that is. Is that because time doesn't tell the whole story? And that when you go back to a time in the past and listen to what is said, it's a lie? Because other things have happened since. So the people no longer feel that way because all of reality has since changed.
Well, that will happen with this event here.
Not necessarily. Because without proof of when it was, people might believe it's from a different time than it is.
Part of me finds this stupid and boring.
I was under the impression we'd get drunk and play Twister, so the degree of personal grooming I went through before coming here now seems pointless.
Well, let's take a break from arguing and have food, maybe.
Hello, anyone home?
Hardy, there's a large talking cat here.
Oh, that's my neighbor's cat, Behemoth.
Hey, man.
I thought I heard chicken. Maybe you're having a party.
Come on in, but leave the chicken alone.
Oh, come on. It's New Year's.
Behemoth, you can come in, but if you mess with my chicken, I'm gonna be cross.
All right. Oh, boy. I like a party, though. You have nude witches, right?
We have black-eyed peas and new grape.
You would think hell would prepare you for this, but this is torture on a whole other level, almost sublime. Hey, look what I found in this box of memories. Boy, this takes me back.
A gorilla mask?
Put it on. It'll trigger some memories, I bet.
Ugh, it smells like bad breath and tires.
Wow.
Welcome to the after party, Hardy. We create ourselves in the fire of our will.
Monkeys for everyone.
Creepers.
Notice me, Uncle Mike.
Hey, are you okay?
Oh, man, what just happened?
That nasty old gorilla mask made you trip. It's years of sweaty head odor right there.
Get him an L81.
No, just water, please.
I'd prefer not to play Twister.
Oh, come on, we will have fun.
Leave the chicken alone, Behemoth.
When will this be a party?
I could tell some stories about spirit possession or rural life.
I could do some magic tricks. Anyone have a coffin-sized tank of water?
Behemoth, what are you doing? You can't just start a fire.
So what? I lit the fire. It's a holiday. You're lucky he did it in the fireplace. Oh, no, that one's not mine.
Butchie, could you see if anything is burning?
Nothing but my love for you, baby. This night, this light, just right.
Man, Butchie is so smooth.
Smooth is like whiskey flavor. It comes with age.
And then there's a certain age past which the barrel reacts with the whiskey and it gets nasty. Hardy is that age.
Oh, now cut it out.
Remember earlier this year when we took that trip to that vacation spot?
It sure is great to be here. I can feel my blood pressure dropping already.
Make sure you're not peeing yourself. That's what I thought the time I peed myself.
I'm that relaxed.
I'm so relaxed, I'm glad I'm not driving a bus right now. Damn, I hope I'm not driving a bus right now.
I've never been in a suite this big.
I grabbed a cot. I hope that's okay.
I took the room at the individual king-size bed because, A, I'm the size of a king, and two, whatever it is you find offensive and repulsive, that's what I do in bed.
Okay. I suppose I'll take the room with the twin beds.
You can alternate each night which one you sleep in. That way you'll bump into something different every night on your way to the bathroom.
He makes a lot of trips, too. Just sleep in there, for Pete's sake.
Cut it out, you guys. I drink a lot of water.
Look at all the little samples they give you. Shampoo, conditioner, vanishing cream. What's that?
Oh, don't use that stuff. Saw it on a cartoon. You'll disappear.
Ooh.
No. Don't even think about it. All that stuff is still immoral and criminal, even if you are invisible. It just ends up being a hassle getting a table and all.
I'm going to wear the shower cap like a clear beret.
Please don't.
Ooh, a shoehorn. And it's a keepsies, too.
A sewing kit. What is this place? Are we celebrities?
It is the celebrity suite.
Hillbilly's reference, darling.
I like pretending we're rich. Can I belittle the waitstaff now?
Of course not. Why would you do that?
I can't relate to them anymore. Why don't they work as hard as me?
You won this room in a contest.
Well, I worked hard at filling out the little raffle ticket.
Hope is work, no?
No.
I know who's not at this party.
Why did you break the scene, Lou?
Oh, I forgot. We can come back. I was wondering where Don Cat was.
I don't know. I invited a bunch of people who aren't here.
Is Max coming?
Well, he's 11.
Maybe he has nice mother.
I have no idea.
Who's the nice lady who made those cookies last year?
Dr. Gordon?
She's a doctor?
Yeah, she's head of pediatric surgery.
Oh, I bet she's not coming. She sounds important.
I feel like being unemployed makes me a better friend. I can make everything, basically.
Who is the fanciest person who ever came by?
Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Well, that was just Hans pretending to be the Duke of Baltimore.
Still pretty fancy.
When was that?
Either in the past, or we did a show about it, or we were going to do one after the initial event happened. Hey, I think I may have eaten your chicken.
Oh, man, he was a friend.
What?
You ate my talking chicken?
Oh, no, not the talking one. Ugh, that guy. The one in the white box in the fridge.
Oh, that's leftover Thai food. You realize how absolutely awful this makes you all sound. Those are my people you're eating.
Hey, my people were eaten, right?
You mean cats?
Right. Something ate cats. Bigger cats. So I know genetically how it feels to be talked about as food.
Chicken is synonymous with food for you people.
Not true. If you were on Family Feud and the clue was blank food, the top answer would be cat food. Chicken wouldn't even be on the list.
Well, he's got you there. No, he doesn't. Is there an expression, it tastes just like cat?
No, yes.
I've never heard that.
Yes, there is. It tastes just like cat. People say it at wine tastings. It's a quality.
My grandma's house tastes like cat.
I've been there. The air is like cat aspic, thick and of cat.
Back when she smoked, it wasn't even air. Maybe on Venus.
If workmen came in there to do work, the one in the red shirt never survived.
My grandma's house was so smoky, she didn't realize for years her sister lived with her.
My grandparents smoked so much that if they were bitten by a snake whose venom was nicotine, they wouldn't die.
My grandmother smoked so much, she had a stroke, continued to smoke, and had successive strokes until she was unable to speak or care for herself.
Touché.
Butchie wins.
I could make you feel guilty for laughing at anything. It's my gift.
Flashback?
No, I'm good, but you go ahead.
No one does that at parties anymore, Hardy. That's very 70s.
Hey, I can't help it. I like to talk about memories.
But do it naturally, like on social media or something. Live conversation is for engaging in long monologues touting some TV show you're interested in.
or podcast.
Lord, now some of those are very good.
Anyone listening to yours, Hardy?
I don't know. It's more of a radio show.
So no.
Of course they are.
If a brown towel falls clean in the forest and no one is around to notice, is it listened to?
That's nonsense.
No, this is nonsense.
Spare me some string of non sequiturs. Don't do that now. Predictable.
That is not what I was going to say. I was going to articulately recite some political or philosophical stance that I disagreed with, and then go, now that's nonsense.
Well, I stand corrected.
Do you remember that time?
What time?
I'm not done. Do you remember that time sometimes moves in different directions?
Remember that from where?
From Professor Deuteronomus's class.
All right.
And that's how we can time travel.
Are you hinting for me to go get our time machine?
I can think of a half a dozen great party games to play with it.
It's not a toy, Lou.
They said that about the home computer, and that's largely what it turned out to be.
Well, you can't just go pop back and forth in time to play games.
I like the one where we try to insert something into a historical painting or picture.
Hey, bring a famous person back naked from college age and we try to guess who it is.
Let's bet on horse races and use the money to help the poor.
Let's erase ourselves from existence and then encrypt our DNA into some quantum puzzle and wait for a future generation or alien to recreate us, memories intact.
How about I travel through time and I take a young companion of another species and then try to date her by using it to impress her like I have a jet. And we go to scenic places in space and time and I go, so what do you think of all this? Could you get used to this?
Ew.
I'll get my own time machine, thanks.
The older the dude, the creepier I find.
Doctor Who is like 1,000. I imagine he has no filters.
I know we said let's not state the year, but we know something very special happened this year, Hardy.
What?
Let's use this time to address the elephant in the room of the year.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
The big event in your life this year.
What event?
It's almost like it didn't happen.
Do you have amnesia like Mickey Horton?
Who?
He doesn't remember. Maybe he thinks he's Marty Hansen. You're really Mickey Horton on Days of Our Lives.
I'm not on Days of Our Lives.
See?
No, you know, I don't think he is on Days of Our Lives.
You're right. It's funny how raving crazy people can sometimes be right when reason says otherwise.
Then name a big event that changed your life this year.
Well, my life has changed every year.
Aren't there some moments more memorable?
Well, yeah, some.
And they are evenly spaced throughout the year?
No.
Then why mention the year if it contains nothing and everything? Seems pointless. When you're lost on a desert island and lose track, the universe doesn't care and you don't die sooner. A year is something that matters when you farm and pay taxes. Otherwise,
And on other planets, it's different.
Skinny dipping parties. No, he means the length of the year.
A year can last a long time on a planet like look it up later and paste it into script.
I agree. Put something additional about that fact here.
I get what you're saying. What's a year?
Exactly.
I mean, we know.
I know. I mean, what's its significance in our lives?
Aside from farming, as has been noted.
Well, it's nice to tick off something, keep track of the seasons.
Yeah, the snow is never enough of a reminder.
Climate's changing. Need more and better calendars.
Do you have an air freshener that smells like burning paper?
No.
Then someone does.
Oh, no. Jeez, let's look in the kitchen.
Hey, while Hardy's gone, let's get the birthday cake ready.
I brought peas instead.
So there's no birthday cake?
Whoops.
So what about the dance routine we learned to present him the cake?
I guess that's off.
And the speech about how we love him?
Also off, I guess.
Oh, well. Here he comes.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
How big your butt is.
Oh, Lou, that's not nice. Dang. I feel a little unloved.
Ingrate.
This guy.
Maybe it's a good thing.
What?
Never mind.
Let's play cards.
Oh, I don't know.
Do it.
Okay, what's the game?
Jumple, Melvin.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Got it. Love it.
Jumple me in.
I don't know this one.
Just play along. You'll figure it out.
I can already tell what's going to happen. I'm going to be absolutely lost.
High stand.
Low stand.
Low stand. Hardy.
What?
High or low?
I have, no idea. Hi.
Idiot!
I'm sorry.
I hope you have trumps.
I have no clue.
Trey's in.
Couture's 34.
Ace to the west. Margin.
9 in.
10.
Allons-y, 35.
No hearts. Good. 4 to king.
5 to ace. 36.
Hardy?
What?
What suit?
What suit what?
What suit is your best?
You mean do I have the most of?
Oh, no. Don't tell anyone that.
Well, what then?
Your best. Best for the final bid.
I don't know what that means.
Just name one.
Diamonds.
Diamonds? Oh, what are you doing?
I don't know. I was just saying that. I don't know what I'm doing.
He'll get it. Be patient.
Yeah, you don't care.
Look, I'll just sit this out.
No, keep playing. It's awesome.
But I literally have no clue at all what's going on.
You say that, but you're soaking up more than you know.
Queens.
No good. Couture's to the ace.
Dang.
Hardy?
No good.
Really?
What? Then you won.
No, that can't be.
Yeah, though, beginner's luck.
I just said anything.
Well, awesome, you won.
Do you want to see? I don't really have anything. Do you want to see it?
No, I don't have to look.
You don't show anyone. You don't have to show anybody.
Oh, okay.
Let's just move on to something else.
Hey, by the way, buddy, I know that you did not have 8 aces.
I told you, man, I don't know what I'm doing.
And I'm on to you.
What the heck? I'm telling you, I don't... Oh.
Want to watch the game with the sound off?
With Arvo paired on the stereo?
Well, it depends on the game. What is it?
Mailers versus Reefers.
Oh, what sport is that?
Do you mean what is that sport?
It's minor league at-ball.
What? Football?
He didn't say that.
He thought you said pro at-ball. It just sounds like pro football.
What? I don't know what you guys are saying. What's the sport?
Are you not from the U.S.?
Just put the game on with the sound down.
What?
Wow, this is an awesome squad.
Looking good.
This looks like ballet.
It has that quality.
Because they have so much athletic depth.
This is ballet.
You said that, but it's still true. Like the Nutcracker, but literal.
No, this is a ballet, a dance performed by professional dancers.
Though I feel we are belaboring the point, yes, it is like they are professional dancers.
Oh, you guys are messing with me. This is two people doing a very beautiful movement.
We all see different things.
I see the sports aspect of it because I bet on the outcome.
How do you bet on the outcome of a dance?
Last person standing.
I'm watching old films. Oh, I wish I were you. No, you don't want to be me. Look, I'm wearing a beret. I look like I'm in a vigilante force started by the aging Stravinsky. Oh, I think you look very cosmopolitan.
I was in their centerfold once.
You were in the centerfold of Cosmopolitan?
Oh, I thought you said Omni. I misheard.
I'm glad that was your line. I would have pronounced it Mishurd. I always want to Yiddishize everything.
Did we ever decide on the year?
I think it's the 1880s.
I'm going to guess the mid-70s, only because I just have a feeling.
Well, I know what year it is, but none of you were saying.
It's sort of every year.
Let's sing a song.
Like what?
Well, I have one in mind. I'd like to sing it now. Should old acquaintances be forgotten, either naturally or from disease? Should old acquaintances be forgotten and days of old long since? In days of old long since, my boo, in days of old long since, I have a solo cup of this, its kindness drink of it. It's kindness, dear, it's kindness, dear, it's kindness, drink it up. So drink a cup of kindness up and days of old long since.
Oh, that's very touching, Lou.
I know that someday I might forget all of you.
Some of you, I'm already starting to forget.
Like I just totally forgot about the chicken until I saw him out of the corner of my eye just now.
You know, I forgot who I told I'd drive to the hospital on my way here. Oh, this is gonna bug me all night now.
Bushy, shouldn't you go? Go where? If they want me bad enough, they'll call me back. Oh, wait, I'm not at home anymore. Well, everything happens for a reason.
How long until midnight?
Oh, hours. But they're space hours, like hours on another planet, so they seem longer.
What's a crazy exotic planet? Mars.
Yeah, it's like 5 Martian hours, which is like what?
Like 5 Earth hours.
Oh. A day on Venus takes 5,800 hours.
So that's how long we have until midnight? I'm not going to make 5,800 hours.
So are the days longer?
Oh, forget it. I might need to go soon. I'm really bored.
What else is in the box of memories, Lou?
Pith helmets. They're from one of our on-the-road pictures. On the road to Jersey City, maybe.
When the center of the movie industry was Fort Lee, that was a hot picture.
And yet, it was made years later.
Time works so weird when you lie.
It does. That's the I made it up, and that's why it doesn't sound right paradox.
Hey, let's play a game. Categories. Let's see, how's it go? Here we go. Categories. Names of air freshener scents. Supreme Pine.
Lavender Orange.
Cinnamon Temptation.
Onion Meadow. Plum Vinegar. August Woods.
Lemon Chimp.
Oh, that ain't one.
I know, what was I thinking? All right, you go.
Okay. Categories. Names of TV shows. Three's an Island.
McLean and Company. Summer's Girls. The Wine Principalia.
Screaming Heads of Contempt. No, that didn't won. Oh, man, I'm blowing this.
All right, start again.
All right. Categories. Names of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross stages of death and dying. Denial.
Anger. Bargaining. Acceptance.
Shemp. Oh, man, I did it again. I have Shemp on the brain. He's having a comeback on the internet, too, which is delightful.
If only he were alive today, he'd get to experience all his friends being dead.
Speaking of which, you guys
are not dead, though it seems like we're ghosts.
Oh, I'm not a ghost. I've had to declare that before when traveling.
I am not the ghost. I am a talking giant cat who belongs to the devil, but I'm not a ghost. At least I hope not.
Do you have to be dead to be a ghost? Yes, generally.
Well, great. It may be me, then. Is there some ghost detector going off or something?
No, no, and nobody cares. Nobody matters.
We're open-minded here.
Did Patty leave?
She did. Well, I should be going, too. I should let you boys smoke your cigars and talk sports.
That's not really what we do, Meemaw.
I know, but it's what I do, and so I'm out of here, but I've had a wonderful time.
I'll walk you to your car, Meemaw.
Oh, what a wonderful grandson.
Oh, it's nothing, Meemaw.
Oh, yes, it is. You got me a car.
Oh, have fun, Lou.
Meemaw.
Oh, that Lou. You know, friends, it's funny that they have the ball dropping as a symbol of New Year's Eve. You stand out there in the city, in the street, looking up at that big ball, and when I was a child, I thought it dropped fast, like gravity, like at the speed of gravity. What's the speed of gravity? 2.45 per minute. But it doesn't. They gradually lower it down, like it's like your grandma's in a wheelchair and they're letting her down on a lift or something coming out of a truck. It's like that. But really, it should drop in real time because gravity has so much to do with time. If it was really falling more slowly, maybe time would be moving more slowly. Oh, that's number one complaint I get from people. And ants, is life goes by so quickly. So yes, it does for everyone. And I don't exactly get that from tortoises who was like, I just don't have my youth body. And so I can't enjoy it. They go, hey, you get to live a long time. And of course, the longest lived thing on Earth is a big old fungus. And it's been alive for a long time. And you didn't see it in Lord of the Rings.
I am the most ancient thing on Earth,
Fungus. He didn't even have to have a cute name. He's so old, his name is just Fungus. At the time, it was an ancient name. And people would call upon him and say, Fungus, you've been here a long time.
Yep, stuff comes and goes
and all. I'm not, you know, less happens than you'd think. Says, a Fungus sounds like Lou. Isn't it funny? I guess all fungi have like a constricted throat like that. Who knows what they've seen? People are treading upon them. If people were walking on you, man, you'd see life differently. I hope that you use this new year. If you're going to turn over a new leaf, if you're going to fool yourself into thinking there's new beginnings, if you're going to feel reborn, if you're going to say, I am now a baby again, I'm going to start all over. How should I start over? Inspire me. Give me something to do. I will. Just selfishly speaking, you want to know? I think kindness. Join me on a global campaign for kindness. I'm asking for your kindness. What am I asking for? Am I asking for your rags? Say, donate your rags to my rag cart. And I'm secretly going to go sell them for pennies. I wouldn't do that. I'm asking for your kindness. Not just to me. Mainly to me. I'd love that. But to others. Why not everybody? Okay, everyone. Not just me. I've changed my mind. Show kindness to everyone on earth. And will it be difficult? Yes. Oh, my goodness. It is not for the faint of heart. It is not for the cowardly. You may be ridiculed. You may be beaten down. Who knows for showing kindness? But oh, follow your heart. Your heart is a little naive friend. Don't, let's go in here, Hardy. I don't know. It looks kind of scary. There's just people in there. I don't know, Heart. Listen to your heart. Your heart, well, what if your heart gets you killed? Oh, it will anyway. Probably. Due to something that all fat that's around it because of the spaghetti carbonara or one of those. Ooh, cream and bacon. You were asking for it. Not really. Well, you were asking for the cream and bacon. Think about it. Oh, bless your hearts. I can't believe we've had another year together, except it's not the anniversary of my show. It's just New Year's. But we literally had another year. Name of the year. Say the name of the year. It's not cute anymore, Hardy. We want to know when this is. You'll know. You'll know in your heart what year it is. I don't have to tell you. You know when it is. You can sense it. You can smell it. You go, I know that's not my favorite cola because I can sense it. I can smell it. How do you know that this is your favorite cola, the show? Is this show my favorite cola? It is sort of like that. It loves you back. It makes you burp. You're listening to Miracle Nutrition. On WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org, and 91.9 in blessed Rockland County. See you next year, right? How many people going to pull that on you? See, excuse me. I may not see you next year. I'm dying. No, I'm not dying. Well, we're all dying, but at what rate? But I will see you next year, and not a year from now, for all the smart Alex, just next calendar year. And when will that be? Again, why don't you say it? I'm not. I'm not going to. It's just not. It's not that I think it's cute or anything. It's like I don't want to label it. I have a cat that I've never named. You go, that's cruel. No, it's not cruel. The cat doesn't have a name. Cat, whatever the cat calls itself is fine. And it knows when I need it. And I do call it, like, I have nicknames for it, which I would call it anyway, even if it had a given name, which it doesn't. It's just cat, kitty, or Miss Kitty, or Sweet Miss Lady Kitty, or Sweet Mrs. Lady, or just Mrs. Lady. And you know, I would sing to her the same song regardless. So what song would you sing to the year? Well, I'll sing you the song that I sing to my cat when I feed her in the morning. Mrs. Lady, you're the lady. You're the lady. Where's your babies? In the summertime. Ooh. It doesn't make any sense. I know the cat doesn't know. See, to me, in my mind, it's like a Mac Davis song. Oh, bless you all so much for listening to me. I hope that we can visit again next year, every year, until the end of time. Thank you. This is Hardy White, Miracle Nutrition. I'll see you again next week.
Thank you. Don't let him down. Please, children. Don't let him down. Please, children. Come on in today.